President and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, Corey Rosenbusch, explains they are working to ensure that phosphate and potash are put on a critical minerals list as per legislation introduced in July in both the House and the Senate that would put both on the Department of Interior's final list.
It is a hot topic, but I think when we went through the market volatility that we saw over the last 2 years, and we were exposed as an industry to a lot of geopolitical events. So, for example, in the potash world, you have Belarus and Russia who supply or produce about half, almost half of the world's potash supply. You suddenly start to see vulnerabilities, and it had an impact here on you know, what the farmer is paying, you know, for their crop nutrients. So the focus really was on how do we really build a domestic supply? Are there opportunities to ensure resiliency? And one of the topics that came forward, or one of the solutions, I should say, that came forward was to ensure that our domestic potash and phosphate reserves are accessible and that they can be mined in a way that will allow for additional supply to the U.S. farmer.
Building a resilient domestic supply, critical for domestic food security, plus it creates a streamlined process for the manufacturers to obtain permits in order to keep a supply readily available for farmers in the U.S., according to Rosenbusch.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.